This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Mann. North Korea confirmed on Friday that it tested an upgraded long-range cruise missile and the warhead of a tactical guided missile this week. State media KCNA on Friday confirmed the tests and said leader Kim Jong-un visited a munitions factory producing what it called a major weapons system. Tension has been simmering over North Korea's weapons tests. In January alone, Pyongyang has conducted six sets of missile tests. The launches have triggered international condemnation and a new push from the United States for sanctions against North Korea. KCNA said Pyongyang tested an update to a long-range cruise missile system on Tuesday. It said on Thursday another test was held to confirm the power of a conventional warhead for a surface-to-surface tactical guided missile. During his factory visit, Kim praised what he called the nation's progress in producing major weapons. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Thursday that it had detected the latest weapons tests. It said Thursday's missiles were fired from the eastern coastal city of Hamhung and were aimed off North Korea's east coast. It said the missiles traveled about 190 kilometers. The White House says President Joe Biden warned Ukraine's president Thursday that there is a distinct possibility Russia could take military action against Ukraine in February. Biden's warning came amid growing concerns that Russian President Vladimir Putin will give the go-ahead for a further invasion of Ukrainian territory in the not-so-distant future. The White House said Biden's comments to Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky in a phone call amplified concerns that the administration officials have been making